Weiter in Shasri and Meseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chava. Picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Otiyal is Avodah Kochavim. Bnei Shmuel is Ben Avodah Kochavim. A Jewish woman is not allowed a midwife for a Avodah Zarah baby because they're going to raise them for Avodah Zarah. Aval Avodah Kochavim Yelas Bas Yisrael. But we can let Avodah Zarah woman midwife to go and birth a Jewish baby. Bas Yisrael Otanik Ben Nashal Avodah Kochavim. A Jewish woman is not allowed a nurse like a wet nurse nurse a Avodah Zarah baby. Aval Avodah Kochavim. But you're allowed to go ahead and let a Bas Yisrael nurse a, I'm sorry, an Avodah Zarah woman is allowed to nurse a Jewish baby as long as it's in the Rishus, in the domain of the Jewish woman. Rashi says the Israelis. Shows again, we can't let her go bring it to her own house, to the Avodah Zarah woman's house, because maybe she's going to go and kill the baby. Tanarabanan, we see that our Mishnah is actually Machloka. As Bas Yisrael to the Yalid, as Avodah Kochavim, a Jewish woman should not midwife a Avodah Zarah baby, because they raise a kid for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Kochavim, loy talad is Bas Yisrael. And also, a Avodah Zarah midwife cannot midwife a Jewish baby, because we're worried the baby's going to kill the baby. Says Rashi, and that's even if you have a fila acheres Israel, even if you have other people that are staying, the Jewish women that are watching the whole thing. That as long as you have Jewish women over there, they're allowed to go ahead and birth the Jewish baby, but not when she is by herself. That you know how to do. For Meir, Omer, Meir says, no, even if you have other women watching, you can't. Why? Because it's a way of killing the baby. There's a soft spot on the head where they can get straight to the brain, and she can kill without them noticing. That's the area of the head. The katalev alo mitzchus is going to kill the baby without them noticing. Says Rashi, a mitzchus shatina kumakshim to mochel shatina grof, it's the place where the brain is, and they're not going to notice. Alo mitzchus alagos, they're not going to notice when it didn't kill it. Kiayitza, like the story time, the amel chavert, his woman says to a friend, trying to diss, and a Avodah Zarah woman said to another Avodah Zarah woman, Molda Yudiyasa is bas Molda Yudiyasa, midwife of Jews, the daughter of the midwife of Jews. Amelah, she said back to her, Nefishin bishasa da hi etzasa, the kamashpilna min. May it be that all the evil falls upon the woman, or she's cursing her. Like the number of Jewish babies that I killed, like I spilled their blood like the foam of a river, of a raging river. So you see from there, even if there's people over there, you can't go ahead and, like Ramir is saying, and then go ahead and let them birth a Jewish baby. Rabbanan Amri Lach, Rabbanan say, Lohi. He said, like, nah, it's not true. Never happened. But Milsa Ba'alma Hudo, Kimta, she's just throwing words out there. She wasn't actually having to do that. Next part of the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Otenik, a Jewish woman should not go and nurse an Avodah Zarah baby. Tonar Abanan. Bas Yisrael Otenik, Banash Shel Ovedus Kochavim. A Jewish woman should not nurse the baby of a Avodah Zarah baby. Because they raise this kid for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Kochavim, Otenik is Banash Shel Bas Yisrael. And also, you shouldn't let a Avodah Zarah woman wet nurse a Jewish baby. Maybe he's going to kill the baby. Divrei Meir, Chamomim, Avodas Kochav Minikas Benash Shabbas Yisrael Bezman Shechir Som Zagaba Avlo Benim Benimah. The same Machlokas that they say, no, you're allowed to let the Avodas Zara midwife nurse the Jewish baby as long as there's other people that are over there that are watching. Avlo Benim Benimah, not allowed to bring her home, not allowed to bring the baby home. For Meir Omer, he says, no, Afilo Achir Som Zagaba Namilo, even if there's other people standing there, you're still allowed to go and do it. The Zimnon, the Shaifil Asam, Ladad Mibabrai, Vakatali, because sometimes she's going to put poison on her breast in a way that no one's going to notice it and come to kill the baby. Rashi says, Sama Mavis Shafa Bidadea, she's going to rub it on her chest. Velo Garis Hacha Adlakame. Okay. And if a Katali is going to go and going to kill the baby. Utsricha, we need to bring the machlokas in both cases of being a midwife for them and also nursing. Diashmin Amialedas, if you just want about the case of the Mialedas. If you just would have told the whole stickle with the Yeshmini Mialedes by the case of the midwife situation, then we'd say by he coming to Rabbanan Dashar. That's the only case Rabbanan said it's going to be mutter to do it when there's other women there. To left check, there's nothing you can do. I'm going to kill the baby when everyone's there. We shouldn't have the Cheresos, so everyone's seeing what the midwife situation is going on. Avami Nico, when it comes to the nursing, it's possible she's going to go and put poison on her chest in a way that's going to kill the baby. No one's going to notice it. Ema Modile. Rabbi Meir, maybe he'll be maskim to Rabbi Meir that you're not allowed to go ahead and do that. Therefore, if they show it even there, no, even in that case, she's going to be fine with it. The Rechavim are fine. V'yashmina menika, if you just want to tell us the case of nursing. V'hikam Rabbi Meir dosa, that's Rabbi Meir would say that it's us, Mishum the Shaifa l'sam, l'dad me'abrai b'katolei, And he's going to go and put the poison over there, and they're not going to notice it. Avol mi'aledes the love shah, he could hear some of the sabbag over with the mi'aledes. We're not about to do anything when,
but the woman is giving, who's birthing over the midlife, the love shah, he could hear some of the sabbag. We're not about to do anything over there. In modul rabbanu, we're going to say the rabbanu, even be modul to such a case that you're allowed to do it smicha. Therefore, you need to say both cases. Or argue the chachamim and Rabbi Meir. Uraminu, but we saw this of a contradiction. A woman is allowed to go, a midwife is allowed to go ahead and birth an Avodah Zarah baby if she gets paid. And not for free. Never saw this before. What's going on? The reason why they do Bishar is because of Eva. And that is, Rashi says, Masisa Bichinam, Kamai Ritzilim for free, the Matzish Ute. She can get out of it by saying, hey, you're saying over here, you want me to go and birth the child? I only birth the children if I'm doing it for schar. But here I'm not doing it for schar, so I can get out of it. And therefore, if you're doing it for pay, then you could do it, but not for free. Some of Yosef Meir wanted to say, oh, okay. So let's say that Oludei Avodas Kachavim B'Shabta B'Schar, sorry. To deliver the child of Avodah Zarah, a baby to get paid on Shabbos is going to be mutter, just like on a weekday. Mishum Eva, because of Eva. Says Rashi, Bechol, Mishum Eva, Daha, Enu Chazu, they all see, the Goyim see, the Miyaldin Lin Nashe Didan, the Shabbos, Kibichol. They see that they're birthing Jewish babies on Shabbos, just like on a weekday, and they're going to have Eva, so you could do it for pay. Amalei Abayavai says back, that nah, it's not, gonna, not true, you can get out of it. You can get out of it. Why? Because Yachal Lememel, you could just say back to the Goyish woman that the Don Dimintari Shabsa Mechalin Aleu, you know, to, for us, that they keep Shabbos, they got Shabbos, Mechal for Shabbos. Did Chuda Lo Mintari Shabsa Lo Mechalin, but you guys do not, therefore we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos for you. Sabra of Yosef Yemri wanted to say, Anuke Beschar Shari. You can nurse the Goy baby, the Avodah Zarah baby, for pay. Just like delivering Mishum Eva because of Eva. Amalei Abayavai says back, no, it's a way of getting out. Yachal Meva, she's going to say, if she's a single girl, I want to get married. And everyone's going to look at me like, oh, this is no good. You know, what am I doing? Yeah, she says, if she's married, she can say, lo kam mizdamna ba'ape gavra, I can't let myself look gross in front of my husband. She can get out of it. So, previously, maybe I wanted to say, how did Tanya that, which she said in the Braisa, Ovi kuchavim veroi behema daka. Lo Mailin velo Moridin. But when it comes to us, that's loud.
Halacha is by these people over here, that by the Avodah Zarniks and the shepherds of Behemoth Daka, small animals, Lo Mailin velo Moridin. We don't bring them up and we don't put them down. That means when they fall into a pit, we don't got to save them and bring them out of the pit. And Lo Moridin, we don't put them into the pit. Asuke Bischar Shari. So you wanted to say that picking them up, taking the Avodah Zarniks out of the pit for getting paid should be okay. Misham Eva, because of Eva. Amalei Abayavai says back, no, not true, because Yachal Lomelo, when he's asking, you know, for help, he's a way of getting out of it. He could say, oh, listen, Kai Bri Aigra, my son, he's standing on the roof, I don't help him down, he's going to fall. Rashi says, Vim Lo, Ridenu, Yamos, Vinoch, Lola, Hafsid, Schari, Latsilo. Better lose the money and go and say, my son, Inami. Another man says, Nikita, Li Zimna Lebe Davar, that I have an appointment by government officials. Rashi says, a Shilton Kava Li Zman Li Yom Vad Vim Lo Elech Yitzi Schari Lebehavsedi. Yatsi Schari Lebehavsedi, I'm going to lose out. Tani Revokin Rabbi Ochana, Novikachav Meroi Behem Adaka, the Avodah Zarnik and the shepherds of Behem Adakas, Lo Mailin. Beep, turn the page. Chavav amabez velo moridin. We don't pick them up, we don't put them down. Avala min v'amosef v'amumrin, but a min, which is, we're going to explain what a min is, and a moser, that's an informant, right? Somebody goes and tells on a Jew, and a mummer, somebody goes against the Torah. We're going to see different types over there. Them, how you moridim lo mailim, we lower them into the pit and we don't bring them out. Says Rashi, minim komir lavodas skochavim. These are the priests for Avodah Zarah. Bein over kochavim, whether we're dealing with a guy, bein Yisrael, and whether Jews, this is, and when we talk about a moser, moser says, malshinim l'sheker, those who go and they're malshin, they go and they tell on us alive, a moser mamon chavreim biyad over kochavim anasim. Yo, a Jew who informs Avodah Zarah is about the money of other Jews, and they end up going and taking it away. Right, these people, they're dangerous to our life. I'm reading, below my limit, we put them down, we don't bring them up. So he said to Avo, Yochanan said to Avo, Anishon, I learned, L'chol avidus achicha, it says, by anything that your brother loses, L'rabba says a mummer, this including even a mummer, a person who's coming against Hashem, is being part of the thing, you return his lost object. V'atamar tell you, Moriden, we were even going to do a Shavas Aveda for this guy, and you're going to say, you go ahead and you go and you put him in the pit? That doesn't make any sense. Sami mikan mummer. So okay, take out the word mummer from this sentence over here. Just say meanim and informers. Velishtei lei. Belevo answered back to him. Says no. What's it? We can even say we're talking about a mummer. And kan ba mummer ochel nevelos tei avon. And kan ba mummer ochel nevelos tahachis. And the Braise of Yochanan said we're talking about a mummer lete avon. We say do a shabbos aveda for this person. Rashi says kashe ein lam basar. They don't have any meat. Aval eino mufker lios iser v'heter. The fun of someone who would eat whatever's in front of him, the guy's just hungry. So therefore, the non-kosher food that he eats, if it's kosher food, he's just as likely to eat the kosher food. He'll eat the kosher food. He's not bothered by that. So that's called a mummer l'te'avon as opposed to a mummer l'achis. And therefore, that type of person, you do a Shabbos Aveda for, and then we don't go ahead and we don't have the Maridin stick that's going on. But kan, but mummer ochel nevelos l'achis. The other case where it says, you're not allowed to do it. That we do Moridin v'lemailin. Why don't we say it's the mummer l'achis? Why do you have to go and answer? We're talking about you delete it. Kasavra ochel nevelos l'achis minhu. He says no, because the person who eats nevelos l'achis, he's not called a mummer. He's actually just called a min. Rashi is a heretic. Rashi says v'hod tana le reisha minim. I already said that. But kama devarim matzir chilik b'min l'mummer. You go and say for Torah shakosu min yisare fudacha. If a min writes a sefer Torah, you go and you burn it. So there's a difference between the two. So that's why he goes and he deletes it from here. Yay! Mummer. When we're talking about a mummer, pligir of achav ravina. The machlokes is between the two of what it actually means. Chanam l'te'alvan mummer. A person who eats nevelas just because they like food. You know, l'te'alvan for their taivas. That's considered a mummer. L'hachis min havi. But a person does it l'hachis, that's called a min. That's called like a heretic. And therefore, Morida v'lamaylin. Chana Amaylon says, no, I feel lachis time a mummer. Even if a person does it lachis, it's also called a mummer. Ella ezehu min. So what's called a min? Zeh oved elila kachavim. These are those who go ahead and they worship Avodah Zarah. Mei. So he practiced Gemara. Achal paro. Parosh. Echad, or yitush echad, if someone ate a flea, or they ate a yitush, they ate like a mosquito, Rashi's parish for yitush, ain adam ochel and tevah, nobody's eating ala te'avon, haray's a mummer, it's called a mummer, v'ochel l'hachis to l'hachis hu, but that person's obviously doing l'hachis, because he's not getting any enjoyment out of it, it's ala te'avon, because it's not a mummer, it's still called a mummer. Ah, so it goes against the one who said that this person is called a min. V'ochel boi l'mitam time of the yisura, no, in that case, talking about the case, he just wanted to taste us the food. And he's really doing it l'te'avon. Rashi says, lo l'achis, ela mitaiva litom taimo l'fi shein yisoh, tol memelam, you can never taste it, so just wanted to taste it. Amar ma'ar, ha'yu marida v'alo ma'ilin, they used to lower them in the pit and they don't lift them up. Frekta gemar, ha'asad achusei machtinin, and if you're even willing to go and lower them down to the pit, asuki mibai, do you have to even tell me that you don't lift them up? You're willing to, but of course, you, that's true. Amar b'yosem b'chama, amar b'sheses, lo nitzricha, no, when do we need it? To tell us the situation when you're not able to go and lower him in. If he goes down by himself and there's a ledge over there in the pit that he can come up, you can go and you can scrape that away. You can get up from this little stoop. You go and you could scrape it off. You don't let him to go and do it. That's what it means over here. It doesn't mean that if he fell into the pit, one should not. It doesn't mean that one should hold back from saving him. It means that if he goes into a pit, you should stop him from coming up. The nakat le ila, and I'll have a way of explaining what he just did. Rashi says, "Klomer istli lish tamute me'eva v'limemer le." You can get out of eva. He's saying, "From a lo teches chevasei ilavei." He said, "I don't want my animals to go down there." Because of this ledge, Rashi says, "Derech Ma'elazu," but Thomas is born, they're going to die in that pit. That's why I did that. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dorn Fire Abraham say lo nitzricha. No, why didn't he teach me? Shemai say even al pia be'er mechasa, that if there is, if he went down and there's a stone at the opening of the pit, one would cover the pit with it. He's going to say, "Oh, I don't want my animals. I need to lead my animals over it, and I'm going to move it soon." It's like if they travel over this pit, I don't want to fall. But don't worry, I'll come back soon. What is coming to teach you? Is saying that if, let's say, there's a sulam misalko, there's a ladder over there, take it away. I needed to go take my son off the roof, and you know, don't worry, I'll be back soon. Tanu Rabbanan Yisrael mal esav yichom l'shum ger. A yid is allowed to go on mal in avodah zarah in order to go ahead to convert. La Fuke, this is coming to exclude Lashum Morna, it's on for Morna. Rashi says Tolas, a type of worm, Sheishlo Ba'arla, so it's on the Orla. The Lo Asala, the Lo. You're not allowed to do it. The Asala Apostle Bechinam, you're not allowed to heal him for free. The Arman, Lo Ma'alam, and Reedan. We don't bring up, we don't put him down. The Lo, back in the Gemara. La Fuke, Lashum Morna, the Lo, you're not allowed to do it. Vokacham Lo Yomo Yisrael, a Vodazar, and they cannot mal Yisrael. If it's Choshun, it's Chazam, where he's going to go and kill him. Divir B'meir. People standing over there. He's do by himself because maybe come. Even if there are other people standing, still do it. Because sometimes he could turn the knife a little. Rashi's mata sakin targumina mata mishpat matzli din. He's going to tilt the knife a little bit to mashalei krus shufcha. He's going to make this baby into a krus shufcha. That's going to be, Rashi says, mishenikaris lo minagid minatara ulamaila letzada guf for shuv enomol. He's going to do something in a way. He's going to cut part of the shmandrik, and that's going to cause this person, this baby, to not be able to have children. Vasari meir of kachavim lo. This really meir of the avodah chomer now to go and give bismillahs to a Jew, or a Amin, we have a verse that says, Ir she'ein barofi Yisrael. If you have a city, a town that doesn't have a doctor that's a Yisrael, Rashi says, Shirdei Lomo, and there's a Jumila, v'yesh barofi kusi rofi of Chacham. And over there, they have doctors that are kusim. You know, those are the ones that get Arias over there. That's unclear. They did it for the wrong reasons, whatever it is. But there's rofi kusi rofi of Chacham. You have those are your options. Yomol ovi Chacham, not yomol kusi. That's what Meir says. Let the guy do it. And not the kusi, the Rabbi Meir. Oh, as clearly as you can do it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yomel Kusi, Yomel Vicham. No, let the kusi do it, not the Vichachavim. But nonetheless, says Rashi, Amipnei Shechoshet Al Shvichas Damim. Let the kusi do it, not Vichachavim, who's nechshed on murder. Kub Dechois, what do we see though? The Rabbi Meir does let a guy to go ahead and have a Zohar to circumcise a child. And with the Gemara Eifach, let's go ahead and let's just switch the sheet. So Meir Omer Yamol Kusi Velo Vicham. He says a kusi and not a vicham. Rabbi Yehuda Omer a vicham and a kusi. There should be a vicham and not a kusi. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Be'ezus Hashem, continuing next time with this conversation. We're not done with it. We're going to stop over here. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great day.